Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Ben Winston. You may not know his name, but man, you know his work. He is a producer, director. He's won 12 Emmy Awards, been nominated 33 times. His credits include the Emmy-winning Adele and Elton John music specials, The Friends Reunion, Carpool Karaoke, The Late Late Show with James Corden. This guy's done it all, and he's with us here on the National Defense. Ben, how are you?
I'm really well. Thanks for such a lovely introduction. I appreciate it. It's very honored to be here.
Would that be the Honorable Ben Winston?
It is. That is correct.
Yes.
That is correct. That is my that is the full title. Us British people, we like a title.
Well, I was just going to say, does that maybe infer that all other producers are not so honorable?
Well, no. It's funny. No one has called me that since for about 15 years, but my father is a man called Robert Winston, and he pioneered test tube babies. He was one of the first to create IVF, in vitro fertilization.
Oh my gosh!
As an honor for him, the British government in 1995, they gave him a lordship. He became Lord Winston simply out of, because of the work he'd done and the amount of children that had been created from his work. And in English law, if your father is a lord, it means you become the Honourable Ben Winston. There is no castles, there's no titles, there's no money, but you just get the Honourable Ben Winston before your name. So, yes, I don't know how you knew that. Somebody's obviously Googled that at your end, that you knew that was my title. But that is the first time I've ever discussed it since I moved to Los Angeles. But, yeah, that is correct.
And does that get you into movies free?
Absolutely nothing. It gets nothing apart from this conversation. It gets me nothing.
Well, Ben, you've got a lot already. I mean, the executive producer of the Grammys, which airs, of course, on CBS this coming Sunday. This is not your first time producing the Grammys, right?
No, this will be my fourth year. Yeah, my fourth year. I'm amazed that they've kept me for this long. No, I'm not. I really love it. It is the most. Of all the shows I've been lucky enough to make, there is no question this is the toughest and the most ambitious. You're dealing with so many artists. I mean, just this Sunday alone, we have 15 live performances on our show this Sunday. And you're talking about the biggest artists in the world, from your Dua Lipas, Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, but also legends, icons. Billy Joel's going to sing his first new song that he's written in 30 years. Joni Mitchell is going to perform Both Sides Now. First time she's ever been on the Grammys in her 56-year career.
Wow.
She's going to be there. You two are going to do a performance from the Sphere in Vegas and give out an award. Plus, you've got all the awards that you're giving out as well. So it is a logistical nightmare and also a creative playground, really, to really have a lot of fun. But, yeah, this will be my fourth year. It doesn't get any less stressful. I'm incredibly excited about it. I must love doing it because I keep saying yes when they ask me back. So, I'm a glutton for punishment, I think, because the stress is something else.
You're right. We're talking to Ben Winston here in the National Defense, executive producer of the Grammys, which airs this Sunday. Yeah, as executive producer, you have to be involved in every aspect of the show. And so you're talking about not only egos, timing, but it's live. This thing is absolutely live, and that's got to be mind-wrecking.
Yeah, we go live. It's Los Angeles, so it's 5 p.m. in L.A., and I always say that at about 5 to 5, I feel like I'm running towards a cliff. And I have no idea when I jump if the parachute's going to open. It feels like that. 3.5 hours of live TV, all those performances. It's a lot. You know what? You're right about what you said. Luckily, me and my team, we're involved in every decision. You know, who performs, what they perform, how we stage it. The only thing we're not involved in is who those winners are. That's the only thing. We don't even get to vote. So it's the only thing I take no blame or praise for is who are the names in those envelopes.
Wow.
But it could be quite a historic night, actually. Somebody was saying earlier to me, and we realized that only three people have ever won Album of the Year three times. Stevie Wonder, Frank Sinatra, and Taylor Swift. And she's nominated for Album of the Year on Sunday. So if she was to win, she makes history being the first person ever to win it four times.
Wow.
So there's some real wonderful stories going, including that Joni Mitchell story. You know, after being so unwell 10 years ago or so, here she is back performing at the Grammys. And nominated for Best American Folk Album. You know, there's some really amazing sort of storylines also through the night where history can be made. And so it'll be an exciting night, and I'll try and control as much of it as I can. And And when it goes off the rails, that's just live TV for you. And I'll
try not to. Well, you've been so synonymous with so many artists. I mean, you produce several music specials for Bruno Mars, Harry Styles, Sam Smith, Justin Bieber, of course, the award-winning Adele, which was the Adele One Night Only, the highest-rated entertainment show on network television in 2022. So you must also have a very special rapport with a lot of these artists.
Well, it wouldn't be for me to say. That'd be for them to say over me. What I would say is I think that the biggest mistake a producer can ever make is thinking that they know better than the artist, because they are the artist for a reason. They've got to where they've got to. They've got to that Grammy stage by being brilliant, by understanding who they are creatively. And so I think that a lot of our job is, yes, directing them in the right way when we see it, but also it's facilitating their vision. It's working alongside them, trying to understand what they want to get out of something, and then helping them achieve that vision rather than coming to it saying, this is what you need, you know? And I think that's just common sense for me. And it's what we take into all of our work, whatever we do at Fullwell, at our company.
We're talking to Ben Winston here in the National Defense, and of course, the executive producer of the Grammys, which airs this Sunday. How about Joni Mitchell? I mean, how special is that situation?
Yeah, it's really special. It's really, really special. I was at Brandi Carlile's concert at the Hollywood Bowl back in October.
Yes, yes.
And it was truly spectacular, and it was one of the best concerts I've genuinely ever been to. And then at the end, the stage turned around, and there was Joni sat on this throne.
My daughter was there at that show, and she could not believe Joni Mitchell came out.
Yeah, it was one of the greatest moments, really. I mean, I was sitting like a few seats away from like Harrison Ford, and I saw him, and he was like crying his eyes out. It was such a moving moment. And Joni sat there and she sang three songs and the place went nuts. And I sat there and I thought, we have to get that on the Grammys this year. We have to create that sort of moment. So, you know, Brandi, I've got to know over the years, and Brandi Carlile is a friend of mine. She's the most phenomenal talent. I'm just a fan of hers. I mean, I would pay to see her every day of the week. And got in touch and said, look, is there any way that Joni would consider it? And they took it to the team. And she was, you know, very honored to be nominated this year for Best Folk Album for her performance at the Newport Festival.
Right.
And it's happening. We announced it yesterday. It's, you know, it's been very exciting all the way through to try and get. She's singing one of my favorite songs of all time. And with a, you know, with a group of incredible artists with her. And yeah, I think it could be very emotional and very special, that. Yeah. And that's the thing with the Grammys. It's sort of the only place that you can see, you know, the biggest hip-hop stars like Travis Scott and then, like, Joni Mitchell all in the same place. And if we deliver it right and we, you know, couch it right and film it right and deliver it right, then hopefully our audience will enjoy all of it, even if it's not the music that they usually listen to. You know, it will be done in a way that we feel is accessible to our whole audience so you can enjoy the whole night of music.
Oh, that's going to be so cool. We're talking to Ben Winston here, the National Defense executive producer of the Grammys. Airs this Sunday on CBS. Ben, you know, the other thing that you have to deal with is the fact that, you know, everybody's got an ego. Everybody's got an ego. And how many times in your lifetime of producing have you heard from an artist afterwards that said, you made me look terrible. I looked terrible in that. You didn't like me well. That kind of thing.
I mean, luckily, that hasn't really happened to me very much. I think we work with such an incredible team we make sure that the artist is happy before we shoot anything. So, of course there are egos, but I understand it as well. You know, it's a very nerve-wracking thing. People talk about the egos of artists and performers a lot, but they don't necessarily talk about the stress that they must be going through at that moment, knowing that they're about to step on a stage. Firstly, there's all those technical things. The stage was only built in the last 60 seconds because 5 minutes ago there was another artist on that exact stage. You're nervous that the equipment's not going to work. You've only had about 30 minutes for a rehearsal because we only get the keys to the stadium on the Thursday. We have to rehearse the whole show Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, dress for Sunday, then the show. So they've probably only run it twice or three times on that stage. They know they're performing in front of 15,000 people in front of them, which is nerve-wracking. Mm. And they're on television globally around the world, streamed on Paramount Plus, on CBS, and all our global territories. So to be fair, if they're a little bit upset that, you know, something's not right, I understand that. I'm like, you know, they're I have a nerve-wracking job, but they have a more nerve-wracking job. Right. So, truthfully, I don't think the egos of artists are nearly as bad as people say. And I also don't think any consideration goes to the fact that there is a lot of keyboard warriors at home willing to pick everybody apart as soon as they do or say anything or put themselves out there. So yeah. I have a lot of sympathy, actually, for the artists and think they sometimes get a bit of a bad rap.
Just have the Xanax ready, and I think everybody's just going to be fine. But, hey, before you get out of here, I just want to congratulate you on your work with the Late Late Show with James Corden. What a refreshing and wonderful show that was for all the time that you guys did that.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. There will never be anything that changes my life or James's more than those 8 years we did on the Late Late Show. It was the most rewarding, creative, beautiful experience of our lives. And so for it to be remembered fondly by people is a really lovely thing for us. It was, it was magical that time.
Well, and you know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families all around the world. And if you or James or any of your artists ever want to come on, we would welcome you here to talk to the troops.
Well, we'd be honored. We'd be honored to do that. And I want to thank everybody who's listening for their service. And there is nothing more important than our troops, especially in this strange time that we're living in now. So
right.
We're so grateful that we're able to live in safety and harmony because of the great work that all the troops are doing around the globe to keep us safe. So thank you from us to you.
Honorable Ben Winston. Ben, thank you so much, and good luck this Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.